Well, thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. We are praying through the Lord's Prayer, where Jesus taught us to pray. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, our Father in heaven, we looked at that yesterday, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Hallowed is an old word. It's an old English word. It's actually used first in the King James Version of the Bible, and it's been kept in most versions since. It means to treat as holy, to revere, to respect, to give high honor to. It means that we should hold the name of God high. In Scripture, a name is more than just what a person is called. A name represents the essence of a person, the characteristics and attributes of a person. So we pray that God's person, who he is and what he does, is revered and honored. This honoring, of course, must be demonstrated by actions in our life. This part of the Lord's Prayer is simply asking God to help us honor him through our day. We are praying that our words honor God by building others up and speaking truth in love. We're asking that our thoughts treat God as holy. We're asking that our actions show how much we love the one who sent his son to die on the cross for our sins. In essence, we are asking God to help us follow the example of Jesus. John wrote this, "He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him." John chapter 5, verse 23. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. And so we want to be those who hallow, who revere and respect and give high honor to the name of our Father in heaven. So, Father, help me honor you today with my thoughts. My mind is so prone to wander. Keep it focused on you. Help me honor you with my emotions. Keep me from regrettable reactions. Help me honor you with my words. Remind me that reckless words pierce like a sword. Help me honor you with my actions. Remind me that others will see my love for you by what I do. Help me honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.